My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 10th of September 2009 and the time is 3:23 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yes, I'm Sue Behrman. I'm 58 years old and I'm from the Wirral on Merseyside.
And have you travelled to London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
Yes, we travelled yesterday to London.
And coming to the square tonight and seeing the plinth in action, has that been how you imagined it would be, seeing it?
Yes, I've been watching on and off on the website anyway over the previous month or so. So I've seen a number of people on the plinth. So
what have you thought of some of the things you've seen?
I thought they've been really interesting. I think I've liked the fact that people have just been themselves and that it hasn't all been performers. It has been, I think, a real representation of just your everyday people doing what they want to do. So yeah, it's been really interesting. I'm feeling quite excited. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm feeling really excited about it. Mm.
And when you first heard about the project, what was it that appealed to you about it?
I'd heard of Anthony Gormley's work before and seen quite a lot of it. And obviously being on Merseyside, I'd been to Formby quite a bit and seen his work on the beach there. So I suppose it immediately sort of resonated with me. And I think the fact that it's about opening art up to the public in the way that this project does really interested me.
And how did you feel when you first heard that you had a spot on the plinth?
I was really quite surprised. So I think you put your name down for these things, but never really quite expect to be chosen. So yes, I was quite surprised, but a little bit nervous then because I was really put on the spot.
And what is your understanding or interpretation of the hour and what it's about? What is it about for you?
For me personally, for what I want to do. Well, I decided that I wanted to make some statements about life and about art. And I decided that I wanted to open it up to people I knew as well. So I've invited friends and family to contribute a statement or a quote which is particularly meaningful to them about life or art. To go alongside the ones I've chosen. And then I didn't want it to be too serious, so I wanted to do something which I wanted to do something which I've never done before. So I thought, well, okay, I'll try and do an oil painting. I particularly like paintings done in oils, so I thought, well, I'd have a go at doing that. So that's something new for me, so it's running alongside the statements that are going to be made, so hopefully it'll be a bit fun.
And is it the first time you've ever done an oil painting?
It is the first time I've ever done an oil painting. My husband, being an artist, gave me a lesson last week in basically, you know, putting oils onto a canvas, that's all I've ever done before. So, I had an hour's lesson, I think last Sunday actually, yeah.
And you know what it is you'll paint?
I am interested in just representations really, rather than... So it's really going to be around the colours that I see, rather than, you know, the colours and the shapes. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take some photographs and look at the photographs and maybe try and get some some of that down in just the colours, really. So see how that goes. It's still going to be a bit of fun. It's not. I'm not going to take that too seriously.
And will you be talking through it all, or will you be just going through the portfolio, or are you going to talk about what you're doing?
I've got a few verses that I'm going to read out, which people have written. And I may read some of the statements out. I'm not intending to talk through the painting or anything related to that, because I think that's just about me trying things out. I may very well read out some of the statements and write them down on paper, and maybe, you know, throw those down to anybody that might be around the plinth at the time.
Do you know what some of the statements are off the top of your head, or not?
Yeah, I do. my granddaughters, who are 12 and 8, have both written a poem. Millie, who's 9 and 12. Millie, who's 9, hers is called "It's All About Me." And Jessica, who's 12, is "It's All About Cakes and Handbags." And there's some serious statements about, make the most of life and don't waste your time here. And, a couple of Gandhi statements, a little bit of feminism thrown in occasionally, because, I'm from basically from sort of 80s era, where it was, we were all involved in that sort of, I suppose, movement, really. So, one of the things I've going to start with is about the use of language and how that constructs your view of people. So the first statement which is going to be made is, "Ladies is a socially constructed term to keep women in their place." And that's really, for me, all about what goes alongside the use of that term and how you're expected, people can expect you to behave. So that, it's just about raising awareness, really. So that's a few of the ideas that are down on paper.
And what will you do with the painting afterwards?
I don't know. I haven't a clue. Put it away in a cupboard, I would imagine. I've never actually been very good at art myself. It's not something I've ever particularly tried myself. I've always had a great interest in it, but it's not something I've ever developed in myself.
So you mentioned that you were part of this movement in the 80s. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about that?
Well, I suppose it's just about, your awareness raising of being a woman in society at the time and the inequality that was around, and doing things, both, I suppose, locally and, globally, to try and bring that message home, that actually equality is important on different levels. So supporting the Nelson Mandela campaign is something that was involved in Liverpool, women's right to choose in the abortion campaigns at the time. So that sort of activity, really.
And is it something that's still important to you?
It's important to me, yeah. Yeah, I'm perhaps not quite as active in it as I used to be, but it's still important to me. Yeah. But not heavy-ended, But it's important, and I like to try and raise people's awareness without being too hard-edged about it. Yeah.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about what you do day to day? Are you working at the moment?
I lecture part time in social work, so on the social work degree. My history is as being in social work, my job history, so I've been lecturing part time for quite a number of years now, and then the rest of the week is I'm self-employed, for the majority of that work at the moment, I chair fostering panels for independent fostering agency, so approving foster carers. So that really fills up my week.
And do you enjoy your work?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What is it about it that you enjoy?
Well, I think it's about sort of trying to put something back into society. And again, you know, people from all different walks of life, and trying to acknowledge the place people are at different times in their life, and that people can change and develop and work through perhaps problems and difficulties. And, you know, the fostering side of it obviously is the reality of the difficulties that a lot of looked after children have to face, and getting the right carers for them is so important. So, yeah, it's important for me.
What are the other things that are important to you in your life?
My family is the biggest thing, of course, yeah. So I've got family living close by me, and we see quite a lot of one another. And that's a big part of my week, is to try and sort of maintain, some good contact with them.
And what have your family's reactions been to you doing this?
Varied. I think, you know, sort of very interested in the fact that I would put myself forward for something like this when I've never really been involved in doing anything myself in the arts, apart from showing an interest in other people's work.
Have you got any expectations about the hour on the plinth?
Not particularly, no. No, I just want to enjoy it, really.
And what impact do you think going up on the plinth will have on the people that are watching you, but also on you as an individual?
Well, I hope that some of the statements that are being made will, promote people to think about different things.
And what has your experience of the project been like since hearing that you had a place to this moment now? How has your involvement been? How have you enjoyed that?
I've probably watched more of it on the web than probably what I would have done. I've got to get a range of ideas of what people have been doing, and just the reactions of different people to what people have been doing, that's really what I've been doing.
Are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be one of the 2,400 people going up on the plinth?
Yeah, I'm really pleased about it, actually, because I think one of the things that attracted me to the project is, not just because it's Anthony Gormley's work and I've seen his work before, because he may have been doing something that I wouldn't have been interested in putting my name forward for, but I think particularly because it is inviting people from all walks of life, all spheres of life, I'm interested in participating in the community project side of it, I suppose, in promoting the importance of everyday people doing everyday things as being important.
And if you think back to your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why?
I put interested. And that's because I am interested in a lot about life and what goes on and people and things. Some people might call it nosy, but I called it interested. Determined. I have been quite a determined person in my life in terms of what I've wanted to achieve. If I've got something in my mind that I want to do, I'm quite determined in trying to achieve that and get there. And I think the other one was resourceful, because I'm quite good at using resources that are available. Just thinking about how resourceful you can be as a person. So there are three words that are quite important to me.
Wonderful. And before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about or add that we might not have asked you?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.